is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 1st of November, 2009. It's the birthday of Edward Said, born in Jerusalem, 1935, the son of Protestant Palestinians, one of whom was American. He went on to become the co-founder of post-colonial literary theory. When he was 12 years old, his family fled to Cairo, spent his teenage years attending British schools in Egypt. Said later called himself a Christian wrapped in a Muslim culture. Moved to the United States, went to Princeton, Harvard, became professor at Columbia, was fluent in French and Arabic, contributed regularly to the London Review of Books and The Guardian, and also Al-Aram, the daily newspaper in Egypt. But his most important work was a book called Orientalism, came out in 1978, in which he argued that Western scholarship about Islam and Arabs was actually creating and heightening a divide between West and East, and perpetrating, he said, a subtle and persistent Eurocentric prejudice against Arabo-Islamic peoples and their culture, that Western writing about the Middle East was written by colonizing cultures and looked at things through a colonizer's lens. He said, so far as the United States seems to be concerned, Muslims and Arabs are essentially seen as either oil suppliers or potential terrorists. Very little of the detail, the human density, the passion of Arab-Muslim life has entered the awareness of even those people whose profession it is to report the Arab world. And it's the birthday of Stephen Crane, born in Newark, New Jersey, 1871, famous for The Red Badge of Courage, a novel about the American Civil War, and before that for a novel about a New York girl who finds her way into prostitution, Maggie, Girl of the Streets, a book that caused a great scandal in his day. Stephen Crane, who died at the age of 28 of yellow fever and malaria and overwork. Here's a poem for today by Gary Lark, entitled Driving Nails. I learned to walk stud walls setting rafters when I was six. I straightened nails for my father to re-drive, piecing a home together after work or on weekends. We were called Okies by some when we moved to the valley, putting up our tar-papered shack. 2 years later, a house was rising to face them across the pasture. The only plans were sketched on a 6-inch pad, but all the corners were true. The septic tank hole was dug with pick and shovel, lumber carted home from the mill. The only time help came was when we poured the foundation. Guys from the mill rode springing planks to deliver tons of wet concrete by wheelbarrow, tamped down with shovel handles. My father beveled the molding, drilled and set each piece of hardwood flooring. Not a nail would show. I crawled insulation into the tight places above the ceiling and helped with rolled roofing. Nobody mentioned our low rank when my mother joined the garden club. A poem by Gary Lark, Driving Nails, from his collection Getting By, published by Logan House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by Becoming Human on PBS, NOVA unearths our earliest ancestors to see how they became us, the evolution of evolution. NOVA, Becoming Human, Tuesday at 8, 7 Central on PBS. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.